Now, Sandra, hello.
Hello.
Now, you are a wine connoisseur or wine teacher.
No? Not really.
Not really?
A wine connoisseur, you know, that's sort of a snobby.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, like, how would you describe what you do?
Wine professional.
Wine professional. Okay. So, what does a wine professional do?
Try to make money from wine.
Okay.
So, I'm a wine writer. Wine columnist. I teach wine.
Oh, wow. Okay. So let's say if I'm going to have friends over and I'm making, let's say, steak. I'm having a grilling steak. Can I serve wine with steak?
Yes. Steak goes with almost any red wine.
Oh, really? Okay. So red. Okay. How about, like, if I want to mix wines? Like, is it okay to go red wine, white wine?
You always start out with white wines, going towards red wines.
Okay, I always go white wine first, then the red wine.
Yes.
Okay. And how about for dessert? Is there a special dessert wine?
There are many great dessert wines.
Uh-huh.
So it depends on what you like, how sweet you like, and what you're making for dessert.
Okay. So how about I'm making tiramisu?
Tiramisu, then I would probably have a tawny port, either from Portugal or from Australia, which makes great ports. Or you might even go for a fruity and oaky Zinfandel, which is a dry wine from California.
Okay, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, and how much would that cost me?
Depends how much you want to spend.
Okay.
For a port, tawny port, anywhere between 3,500 to 10,000.
Okay.
How and about for California Zinfandel, for a good one, probably about 3,000.
3,000?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think maybe I can afford that, but not much. And how about what would be a good wine to start off for, like appetizers or with a salad or something like that?
I always start off with a sparkling wine.
Sparkling wine?
Yes. Okay. I prefer champagne, but if you can't afford it, even though champagne is the lowest price anywhere in the world, is in Japan.
Oh, really?
And many of my students load up on cases of champagne and have it sent home by their company's container.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But champagne is a good starter.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Sandra.
You're welcome.